Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
I mean, we could all talk about what's going on in town, but I don't think we need to.
Uh-uh. No, I really don't.
No.
Let's take a little break.
Yeah. It's our After Hours podcast. We can talk about whatever we want, and no one is coming to this for late breaking news. So we can talk about the fact that there's some weirdo trying to use Crisco's garbage can.
What?
I mean, how crazy. It's just so stupid. I had to tell you guys about this. It is so dumb. So I have, I had to get two recycling cans, and I have a second garbage can. Because we just apparently go through a lot at my house. I don't know how to explain it.
Wait, you have four things at your house?
Yes, and we have to bring them down every week. Oh. Well, we just had somebody move in about a week or so ago, and I always want people to talk to me in this neighborhood. Now I don't. Now I don't want anybody to talk to me. You're right, Ryan. I asked for it, and I get what I deserve, apparently. Mm-hmm. So this guy just strolls by as I'm going to put something down. I grab the mail out of the mailbox, and as I get there, he goes, yeah, I noticed you got a couple cans of each. And I just have so much stuff that I need to throw away, but it would really help if I didn't have to pay for my own. And I noticed that you had some room in that one, so would you mind if I just strolled by during garbage week and during recycling week and just tossed my stuff in your can?
Ugh.
So what do you say?
I literally looked at him. I had nothing. I had no words, and I looked at him, and I went, I mean, I pay for mine. So I don't necessarily think you can just jump in.
No, Crisco, buddy.
What did I do?
This is where you work a deal, my friend.
Oh.
This is where you say, well, you know what? I totally get your dilemma. Why send up a whole nother truck here to haul away your garbage and recycling when you can pitch in a little bit?
Oh, that's a good
idea. Is it full every week?
It's not. No,
there you go.
But you never know when it will be.
Now go to him and say, hey, I've been thinking about this.
You're so smart.
Why don't you pitch in an extra, you know, I don't know, what's your bill?
My bill for the garbage for the entire year is $220.
That cheap?
Yeah, all right. Not going to complain about that.
So that's garbage and recycling?
Yes. Yep.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So $18 a month. Have him pitch in, I don't know, 10 bucks a month.
Okay.
Yeah, tell him
yours
is real expensive.
He'll think that you get a help. He doesn't have to see the receipt. Just say, all right, how about you throw me 10 bucks a month? You know, pay me 3 months at a time. Let's just do this quarterly. 30 bucks.
30 bucks. Oh my God.
Or just
smart.
Say 20 bucks quarterly.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, give him a deal. Say you can do 10 bucks a month, or how about 20 bucks quarterly? Boom, boom, boom. Now he has an incentive. He'll give you the 20 bucks. You got $80. Boom, done.
Oh my God, I'm going to go talk to him today.
You should.
I'm good, because I wasn't combative with him. I wasn't like, get out of here, you weirdo, which I could have.
Yeah.
Which I could have had the right to do. But no, it was just so weird to walk down to your mailbox and he was trying to get a little closer than 6 feet. And I'm like, okay. I'm going to head back up to my garage door.
We negotiated this deal in our old neighborhood because we all got together and I was kind of a champion for this. I said, hey, if we all like call one company and say we're trying to save on energy rather than having multiple trucks come up the hill, let's do one company. And I think we got like 8 or 9 houses together.
Mm-hmm.
We got our garbage rate down to, I think it was $12 a month for garbage and recycling.
Dang.
Per house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I said, look, you're going to come up and hit 8 or 9 houses all in one blast. Boom, 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 boom. And they signed the deal, and we had a special, you know, passcode or password or whatever to get the special pricing. And it was great.
Okay, you guys. Yesterday, I said to my mother-in-law and to my husband, because we need to set up garbage at our new house, and we're going through a ton of garbage and recycling because there's so many living at my in-law's house right now, and we were talking about the company we're going to use, and she's like, that's not the company that we use. Oh, I've seen some other people use that. I said, when you call, say it's going to be us, and then my mom is going to, you know, change to a new company, and maybe they'll cut us a deal. They both looked at me like I was crazy, and that's not how this works. I was like, God, I swear, I mean, we could just ask for a little deal.
Yeah,
they're getting extra business.
Just a little deal? Come on, you guys. Maybe they'll throw in a little delivery of donuts every other Friday or something.
Could you imagine us passing up on free donuts?
I mean, I didn't know that was even an option.
Well, you got to figure this out, Dez. Get to the bottom of it.
I'm gonna.
I think this is quite something. Joe Biden has turned into the guy who farts on TV.
No.
Is he that age? stage? Is he that guy that's just going to, well, here's what we need to do. Let her rip. Listen for yourself. Is Joe Biden farting on television? Here we go.
You don't have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of lack of state and local fiscal relief look like in Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah. I know what relief sounds like.
I was going to say.
Just like that.
He had some relief. And the funny part is he just went right through it like it didn't even happen. He's just like.
Well, when you get to that age, I mean, are you really concerned? You kind of got to do it in between breaths because you've got to exert a little bit, you know?
So you don't want to go, I think it's your change.
Listen to where he pauses and then hear where the fart happens, where he let her squeak out, okay? And then see if it's really that, or other people are saying, no, he just leaned on his chair and the chair is squeaking. It sounds like a wet fart to me. Take a listen.
You don't have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So
see, he doesn't pause right before it. Usually they stop and then they do it, you know?
Yeah, but what chair makes that noise? I get chairs squeak and chairs do whatever. That sounds like there was some clapping.
So wait, you're telling me you get to a certain age and you just truly can't control it and you just toot all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah, slip out. You'll get it. It's called the walk-in farts.
No!
And, I had a grandmother who is the queen of the walk-in farts, and she would crop dust the crap out of people and have zero cares.
The trots.
No.
Different story on the trots.
The trots are something way worse.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have the walk-in farts.
You don't want the trots, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. My grandma, I remember one time being in the grocery store with her, and it was like, it must have been a walk-in fart. That's and she said, oh, did you hear that? There's a frog. There's a frog in here. That must have been a frog. I'm like, oh, my God. You're disgusting.
I know. It's pretty gross. Okay, well, we love the Karen talk, right? You know, you're being such a Karen. And I apologize to all Karens out there who are actually sweet people, but your name is being trashed because there are a few Karens who have that short mom bob, and they always have resting bee face.
Yeah.
They're kind of nasty and grumpy and miserable. Well, here's the UK Karen. Have you heard about her?
Oh, this is the best thing you're going to hear all day.
UK Karen, she is losing it the way Karens do. She yells boo at the person shooting the video and claims she can't be filmed because of copyright reasons. Who knew your face was copyrighted? How does she get that? Here she is. Take a listen.
That is really, really scary. She is an extremely scary person.
Don't take pictures of
She
my
is
car.
An extremely scary person.
You're not allowed to film me. Excuse me, this is copyrighted. You are not allowed to film me.
Even the woman filming her is like, what the hell did she just say?
She's like, here's a Karen in her natural habitat.
Oh, Karen. Oh,
and this mom literally gets held back for what, maybe 2 seconds by her daughter before her daughter goes, oh, God, I cannot be seen on this film with her.
No, no. I can't. You don't want to be anywhere near her.
No, you don't want your mom to be a Karen either. Oh.
You know, you have to wonder, has it been helpful to have phones with cameras on them or not?
I don't know.
Think about back in the day when we just didn't know about stuff. We didn't know things because nobody had phones to just sit there and record everything at all times.
Let's go back to that.
Right? Well, you can't. Pandora's box has been opened and she is wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Simpler time.
You go back to the concert Beyonce did years back. She stood inches in front of somebody watching the concert, filming her. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm right here.
Yeah.
You have me in front of you and you won't pull the phone down. And they didn't pull the phone down the entire time.
Because you don't even look. You literally look at the phone, like what you're recording. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, we do need to learn how to, you know, be better with it. And then the other argument could be made that it's really shown us the ugly truth of people and we're seeing things for what they really are. And so it's exposing people. You know, so there is that side of it, too.
Maybe, I mean, that is a good part, probably. We're not all just living, like, in denial.
Right.
Ugh.
Ugh. Karen. Gross. Way to go, Karen.
Always Karen.
You're the Karen's worst, fault. Karen.
I'm sorry if you're a nice Karen, though.
Yeah, there are sweet Karens out there.
You're a sweet Karen.
Let's see here. What was I going to say now? What's a fox snake?
Oh.
I don't even know what this is.
Oh, Google it. Look it up. So fox snakes, they are a common snake in North America and specifically along the St. Croix and the Mississippi River and the Minnesota River. And they're in my neighborhood.
Oh, no, really?
Yep, we got, and we've seen some snakes, and maybe I try to ignorance is bliss. I didn't see one right there, but I'm just going to pretend. We got a text from a neighbor that said, everybody, make sure you're shutting your garages, because a lot of people have them open during the day. You're in and out. You're doing things. A lot of people are at home right now. They said, because I just had to wrangle up a big, huge fox snake out of the garage.
Oh, gross.
And it's big. It's really big. It's not just like one of those little snakes, you know, that you see. Oh. And you know they're, oh, this is a real snake.
Yeah, not like a little garter snake. No, this is, but you know what? It looks like a lot of the clothing you wear.
It does. You know what? And I was like, I like you. I like your style, sir. But I'm going to ask you to stay out of my garage.
Like, it's your cheetah print on his snake skin. You know, that's another reason why I don't understand your love of the river. The sheer number of snakes and river rats.
I know. I honestly, when I've been swimming or out on the boat or on any beaches, I have never until just now, which obviously now I'm out there all the time, so it's different.
Yeah.
I've never seen any snakes. Are there really river rats?
Oh, God, yes.
That's a real thing? I thought that was just a funny little name ourselves.
No. That's the problem they have at the University of Minnesota that's right on the river.
Yep.
The river rats are getting into the plumbing and finding their way into the university.
Oh.
And then the river spiders.
Yeah.
There are seriously huge spiders down by docks and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen those on our boat before. I've seen that.
Well, that stuff just thrives in an environment like a river. So yeah,
super sick.
When you are just like, oh, the river is great, I'm like, ew. Even when I went to Frontenac State Park, I went hiking along the river there. They have all these big signs saying, warning, rattlesnakes, other various snakes that are right here in this park along the river.
Oh my gosh.
Be careful.
And then you come into work. Oh, I just love the river so much.
It's not going to stop my love of the river.
I know.
It's going to make me just be a little bit more I spy.
Okay.
Just make sure those snakies don't get me.
Spectre Gidget's on the job. Watch out, snakes.
They're gross though.
Oh, they're so gross. I mean, is there anything worse than a snake?
No. I don't know. A fuzzy spider's pretty bad, too.
See, I would take a spider over a snake.
Me, too.
Yeah, probably because they just move faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like spiders. You know how much I don't like spiders. But, yeah, you're right. Snakes would probably hit you really quick, especially when they coil back. Yeah. Oh, God.
They could just wrap themselves around your neck and take you down.
Or what's worse, would you rather have snakes and spiders or have to hear more about Rudy draining all the wax out of his ears?
Oh, what was that about?
Snakes, please. One fox snake.
Oh, God. That story just blew my mind that he had so much wax built up in his ear that a little piece of blue plastic was causing him to throw off his balance, giving him ringing in his ears and all of these pains. How bizarre.
Oh, it's so bizarre. But, I mean, are we shocked that he had a piece of headphone in his ear, apparently? Because that's what he thinks it is. The dude is the guy who picks up headphones off the street and keeps them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. He does do that.
And he works out a lot, so he puts them in his ears a lot.
Oh, it just goes to show, man, the littlest, tiniest thing can take us down.
Yeah.
It's not the big stuff in life that we should be afraid of. It's the little stuff, like a thing you can't even see, like a coronavirus.
Oh,
like a coronavirus can take us down and kill us. A little piece of a tiny little piece of blue plastic gave him so many issues for so long. Isn't that just amazing?
I mean, think of what he's done to his own body with drinking and all the fun he's had and the concerts. And you're right, some little piece of blue plastic.
I know. It's insane. And now the poor people in India, they're dealing with a new issue that's developed. 2020 has been brutal on everyone, India included. What is going on down there now?
Oh, my God. If you guys haven't seen the videos, don't worry. 2020, you feel like the world is just going crazy. In different ways. Yeah, well, they're being swarmed by locusts. Plagues of locusts are now taking over India, who has been ravaged by the coronavirus themselves. Oh. And now they have picture after picture after video of this poor guy, Ryan. He is running like he's in Indiana Jones, running away from locusts as they swarm him.
Oh my God, looking up pictures right now.
Oh, Daz, I'm not even kidding you. Google India and locusts.
Nope, I've got it.
Everywhere.
No way.
I haven't looked yet.
Oh, Ryan, look it up.
It's like, it to me, it looks like when you like go fishing and you bring a big pot up of shrimp or something. There's that many piles upon piles.
Oh my gosh. And you look at the sky and it's just littered with them.
Oh,
I mean, it's overcast with locusts.
I mean, it's just, it truly is a nightmare. Like, We know you guys have gone through a lot here in India with the coronavirus. And just time out, though. We do have one thing of locusts coming your way.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well.
Well, something, a fun fact, they are in the family of grasshoppers.
Oh, no, they definitely are. Yeah, that's what they look like, a big, big, meaty grasshopper.
Ew.
They're disgusting. I mean, when's the last time you hear about a locust invasion? That goes back to the Bible in ancient Egypt and Moses.
Exactly. You know? Is this not a sign of the times right now?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Are you snapping a little ditty right now?
She's making the end of the world super jazzy.
Yes.
Oh, Desers.
All right. Hey, well, I have to sing about it or else I'll cry.
You didn't give us any nuggets today. I was waiting for that moment, that Des moment of the podcast.
I think I gave you a little couple nuggets on our actual show.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be a responsible mother right now.
Well, you talking about dads shaking their nuts. That was...
They're all different, you know, kinds of nuts.
Yeah.
You have to shake them up and see what... Before you pop them in your mouth.
Oh, there it is. See? You got her down the road, Ryan.
I had to set her up and she spiked it.
Woo! Oh.
Yeah, no, dads who hold nuts, and I'm talking cashews, in their hand... Shake them and then swallow them. Why? Why do we do the things that we do?
I don't get it. That so and M&Ms.
Yeah.
We're all weird.
All right. I'm going to go into my hole now.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.